Bonjour, vous êtes sur la radio du cinéma et j'ai le bonheur d'accueillir Émilie Régière, qui est la directrice, ou plutôt la réalisatrice, du film Judisme. Bonjour Émilie, hello.
Hello.
Massive congratulations. What an honor to be programmed at the festival. I mean, this is the 90th edition of the Holly Short Film Festival. And it's also a big year for the festival with a fourth category, which is qualifying for the Academy Awards. How do you feel about that?
I'm really jazzed to be here. I think it's a really wonderful, supportive festival, great environment for independent film.
What would you like the French audience to know about your film? Some will probably attend your screening, some maybe not because they didn't travel. Blame on them. What would you like the international audience to learn about your film?
Absolutely. So our film is called Judaism. It is featuring a woman named Judy who eats an apple cake and gets catapulted back in time to her bat mitzvah and has to find her way back to her wedding. So it's like 13 going on 30 in reverse. There's lots of comedy and antics and identity of a woman really finding herself.
Comedy is an important genre. I mean, it's quite the landmark in terms of also impact and coming from a transformative place. Was it absolutely an essential for you that this film, this story, would be told as a comedy rather than a good old drama?
Absolutely. I think comedy is the way to the soul, romantic comedy. So ours like really just hits you in the heart. And I think for this story, that that genre just really makes sense.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to seeing your film. And of course, you're going to enjoy the festival and we're going to show the very best on your screening. Would you like for the film to travel in the future? Any plans?
Absolutely. We're very early in our festival circuit. And so we're just going to kind of see where it's received and where it screens next. And hopefully it'll screen near whoever's listening to this and they'll be able to see it in person on the big screen.
Merci beaucoup, Émilie. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.